Good morning.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're starting now. Shin Ches, the Hilchos Mokza. Now the just a little bit of background on the Hilchos Mokza is a machlokes in the Gemara about Shimon about is there Mokza or not? Now we pass, and there isn't Mokza. Okay, so then, what's the whole thing? What all these simonim about? So the Gemara means that the Gemara. Then we go through the Gemara goes through and what does it mean muksa in the Gemara? There's no muksa on Shabbat, muksa on Yom Tov. What does that mean? It means muksa means in the middle of the Shabbos, you don't want something or it's whatever. Then you put you makatze it, so it means I'm putting it out of my mind, putting it inside. So you're not allowed to move it. For example, books, machos, mius, there's different things which, this is really gross. You don't want to touch it, so you're not allowed to touch it. On Shabbos, we don't pass in all the books, we pass in some books. I mean, basically, something which was put aside, from Benish Masha Snagi, something which you didn't want to touch, Shabbos started, that you can't touch the whole Shabbos. We're going to see there's a few different gedarim of what certain things is that also the second idea is also kalim, the idea of muksa is muksa kalim, right? One of the big things is we're going to get into is kalim as things like that, which is also muksa. Would say it's also to move those b'chla, something which is a tzad muksa is also to move the b'chla. We pass in the tzorach gufo mekomos mutter. However, the third thing is the tzarech gufo umakoma, which is gufo means you need to use it, mekoma means the place, and the tzarech shmira, you're not allowed to do. We're going to see there's also that we do have other muktzas, chesaron kis, machos gufo, things like that, which we do pass against completely muktzah. So the machlokes between in the Gemara and Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda is only really by kalim and a few other things. But the basic stuff which we mamish don't touch on Shabbos that everyone's masking. Now the Shacharim is going to go through step by step, examples of all the different things we discussed already in the Reish Ayins about Mirim Iskatzai, that something which is muksa in Shmashos. Then already it's become muksa the whole Shabbos. Something which becomes muksa on Shabbos, let's it becomes machos gufo, is not going to be muksa. But the idea of something which you makatsu midaito, we discussed that. And also this idea of being, also we're going to get into more about being mazvin something or making something which is generally muksa and it's not muksa. These are different ideas to deal with. So let's start. Kol kelim nitolim b'Shabbos. All kelim, you can pick up any kelim, anything which is a kli, you can pick up on Shabbos. Chutz v'muksa machmas kesaron kis. Except something which is muksa machmas kesaron kis. Kegoyim, sakim shel shchita or shomila, these are knives which kesaron kis is they point out, the poskim point out, doesn't mean it's expensive. It means that you're worried, you are not going to use it stam because you're worried you're going to be mastered it, you're going to ruin it. You need a person needs a shechita knife to go out of the shechita. Maybe the shechita knife is very cheap, I don't know, but if you start playing with it, then you're going to have to, you're not going to start playing with it to cut your chicken because you're going to go ahead and ruin it. And you have to resharpen it, whatever. Also, shomila, people don't, they put the things aside so that it doesn't get used. Izma shel saparim and the barber's razor. The sakin shall save me, she'll attack him by kumosim and the special sharp tool to fix up the klafim. Kiwan shem makpidim shall also do the tashmish achar. Since they're makpid not to use them for anything else, also the tatal of a Shabbos. So if you can't move it on Shabbos, the feel of the tzorach of koima or the tzorach kufa, like I said, for kalim, generally it's multi tzorach of koima and tzorach kufa, but machas of chasaran kis, we're not gonna, we pass in that it's not, we don't, You can't move it at all. And there's, like I said, there's a couple of different machasaron kis is things either you don't want to move because it can get ruined, or you have something which is it's a designated spot that you don't touch. The general klal, which poskim do say, chisaron kis is a couple general rules. Is one is would you use it for, you know, would you leave it lying around? Would you use it to hold something up, to put on a paperweight, place a bookmark something, leave it around, even though it's something you're machmed on, but you don't care so much, like if it gets touched, pushed around, things like that. That's not machmed chisaron kis. Something which, you know, would be, you know, you'd be like, hey, what are you doing with that? That's chisaron kis. Even if something is the chalaf is stuck in another knife holder with other sakinim, it's still usur the taltalit. However, because it becomes however they say that you can't pick up if it's stuck in something, you can't pick up the knife, the other knife. Well, if the thing itself you're allowed to pick up because it's a basis l'isur v'heter. Meaning, in case, let's say keys. Let's say you have books of keys on the key ring with your house keys, car keys, things like that. So the question is, and car keys can be books of machas chisaron kis, because you don't use it to go ahead. I guess nowadays we use it to open packages. So I don't know, but off the pot, in general, you don't use it for other things. And it's on the, yeah, you have it on the key ring with other keys, so then you're allowed to. If the issue is this more choshev or not, and if it's tuffel, generally we do say that obviously it's better to have separate keys for Shabbos. If you happen to have keys with a key which is mukta, then it is mukta to carry aga, because for Shabbos, your house key is more chashuv than let's say your car key or something like that. Now, you have a pounder, you have a grinder, a pounder, you know, pound, like a some sort of hammer or something for spices. You don't want it to get dirty. It's also you don't want to your machmir doesn't nothing that your machmir things don't ruin it or get dirty. If you have a store and you have stuff put aside for schayra and you're mapped because you need it for a store, you don't want to touch it. Let's say Pesach kelim. Let's say you didn't have a chance to fill all your Pesach kelim away, so you're not going to go ahead. You're mapped. You're not going to go ahead and start using it during the year because then you can't use it on Pesach. You want to be sure it's covered. Get it away. If you still have some Pesach kelim, they would have a din of muktzah machas chisaron kis. Now, what about things for schar? Let's say you decide you want to go ahead and let's say you have a shirt store in your house. You know, you need a shirt for Shabbos, so that could be is okay. That if you take it al das right now, you're not going to sell it. If you take it, I'll wash it and sell it, then it's still also. But if you take it, you mafki it from the shame, schayra, because you want to use it, that also would be mutter. If you decide you want to take a keli.
How can
you
do that on Shabbos? That's not Shabbos. When you're doing Shabbos, it was schayra and it was
mutter. Right, so that's.
If someone else comes into your store, I can understand.
Yeah, I don't think there's a din of that. I don't think there's a din of.
Why not?
I mean, it was his chatai. Why not? Shabbos, I'll look that up. I don't remember. They did discuss about that. You were allowed to go ahead. Let me look it up. The other thing to talk about is it's like blank paper, writing paper. It's also muksa. Even though nowadays paper is not. Is easy to find, but it's still nachshav muktzah because you only use it for, it's still nachshav b'mayisha, right? It's still nachshav muktzah. So if you have a notebook with, let's say, notes from shir or something like that, so that could be is okay, but it's attached. B'mayisha holds that if it's a spiral notebook, it's okay to move the notebook around. But if it's like a loose leaf or something, you can take the papers out. So then that's more complicated because then the notebook itself is made to take papers out, so you can use for the papers. So you have some papers written on it. It's not so you should pick those up before Shabbos. And one other One other thing to bring up here is, what about Machlokes Hasaron Kisses? What about a phone? Post can discuss, what about a phone? Is a phone considered Machlokes Hasaron Kisses or not? Because Mitzad Shef, it could be a very fancy phone, it could be a whatever. Mitzad Sheni, he'll use it as a paperweight. He won't use it as a doorstopper to save it, but he'll use it as a paperweight. He lets it sit around like he's not designated like it used to be when they first came out with the cell phones with the suitcase, don't touch that, that's expensive. But nowadays, like, it's very common. We get into a definite shiloh about a cliche that only has a use for Isser. That's a separate thing. Pashtus, it's not, because, like I said, people leave them around, unless it's like a person's very makbid and no one else ever touches it, and he only keeps it in one place, whatever. That could be chisaron kis. The most sort of depends on the person. It's not a general call, so each person is to his own. I have to look up about the what's it called. Right, let's go by the base. Kol kli afilu gadol v'kavod harbe. Any kli, even if it's very big, a fridge, nisvato shem kli. Even though there is a din by Hilchos Tuma that it's a kli which is bigger than our bone saw, doesn't have a shem kli, the kavod tuma, different things like that. But by moksa, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you can't move it because it's very heavy, it's very big. And you're allowed to move it. It's aruch makomo. Even if it's you need to move your it's attached to the wall. No, but you have to move your svarim shelves to get something important, and you need a few people to come move it. Whatever, it's not mutsa. Klisha malachlo l'iser mutul l'talzolo. Klisha malachlo l'iser. You always want to move it. Ve'im nishtamish l'iser in hashvashos. And there's a hudla finally which I intend to say that's because it's katzoy. I guess it's the schorer thing I'm going to look into. But stankli shalach le iser is mutter to move it. Bein it to a kufo. He got kurna shal zahavim on the pachin in tzoba goes and let's say he has a jeweler's hammer and he needs to crack walnuts for the seder. Kardum lachmuch the tvela. He has an axe. He wants to chop up tvela. Let's say it's in a place where it's on your counter, left it on your counter. You need your counter to cut vegetables, so you're allowed to move it. And there's a discussion about whether, let's say you're embarrassed that you left something on the counter, or your wife's embarrassed. Can you move that because you have guests coming? So that's a little more unclear than what they say is that you should go ahead and find some reason that you need that place to do something there. Right. How can you left that there? Wow, I'm so embarrassed. Whatever, you find some way to, it's not the tzorach makomo, you have to make it tzorach makomo. You can do our rambas like that. Is a mach mishayirtze. Then once you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to take it to any place, wherever place you want. But if let's say it's sitting out in the sun, and it's going to get ruined in the sun, you want to just move it to the shade. Hayne shein tzorach makomo v'shiyorish yishaber. Or you got it, Sham, that you're worried that it's going to get broken or it's going to get stolen. Also, then you can't. It's also to move it.
Can you put another
clean
on top of it so that it doesn't get damaged?
That's a different shayla of bitul klei beyichano. The torah moksa. No, but if you put something in the torah moksa, it's a shayla out of it. Because you're gonna leave it there the whole Shabbos.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to, but you are. So that would be an issue. However, what is brought down in Shavur brings, and we'll discuss later on, is that Tutu Vagufo, that you would be allowed to move a Shavur passage. The close of Shavur Chazanish, Shavur passage, you would be allowed to go ahead and move it with your foot. Or Vagufo, bump it over, whatever it is, to protect it. Chazanish passage is that Tutu Vagufo, we'll get to it later on, is. It's also not just like derech hiluchol. You're walking anyway, so you can sort of give it a nudge, move it. But to stop moving, you're not allowed to. Mishra Pasuk, you are allowed to. But this does seem to say later on that it's not just like, blanket heter. You have to be some sort of torah for it. You can't just like stop walking around, you know, because you want to start kicking around rocks, like that's not going to work. But if there's a reason, like I said, becham el tzeil, there is a cheshbon is going to have hesed or something, then you'd be allowed to. Hagav kol muksa ainu also elabil to tulo. Muksa is only also to move it. About and not Nagia. Nagia is not usher. You can touch Musa, you can touch a car, you can touch anything you're allowed to touch. You can't move it. Shari, right? If you touch something, it doesn't shake. Now, it doesn't mean like a little shake. Like a car, you touch a car, sometimes it can shake a little bit. That doesn't mean that. Nado means like it's swinging or something like that. Or it rolls. You touch something, Musa, and it rolls. Or your touch causes it to move, that would be also, that's like tiltul. But if you touch something, it's solid, but you know, because you touch it, like they say, a car, you shake that, that's okay. Okay,
what's the
legal
menorah?
Well, tree.
It's not really mutsa.
You'll have to touch the candelabra and the shul. You're allowed to touch these things because they're not going to move when you touch them. You're allowed to take off something mutter on top of something mutza. You're allowed to move it because even though it's touching, that's okay. And like to the top of you're allowed to blow things. You know, classic examples: if you have a bug on your spider or ant on your sitter, you're allowed to blow it off. Or you have some muksa thing on the table, some paper or something, or a pencil, you're allowed to blow it off. That's not actually tiltul klachayad. Blowing generally works for, you know, for things that work for, that's the way to get around muksa. Dali, kli, shemalachto leheter. Now that's a kli shemalachto leiser, which is generally, like I said, there's a discussion about, what about fans? Other electric things. Are you allowed to move a fan? Because it's actually shalach to leiser because it's just the only way to use it is to iser. So there's a machlokes of poskim that you can't, because you can't use it. Listen, if it's not plugged in, you can't, you know, to use a fan, an electric fan, you have to plug it and turn it on. Can't do that on Shabbos.
Right.
But Bikaron is not.
So
Shabbos holds that you are allowed to move.
Would he
label it as a Klishma? No, it's a Klishma. It could be. It's a slightly different gather. It's a Kli that only works through Isser, but it's not.
It's not Osir.
That's the thing. So he said, Shabbos Lama Paskin said it's better to move a fan and things like that. I saw a discussion of what about a phone.
But why? We just said that not in the was a problem.
No, it's because I'm muksa. That's the thing. It's a clear. It can be seen with Shemachta Leheter. It's not. The fan itself is not muksa. Once it's running, it's not muksa. Some phone is, but once it's running, it's not muksa. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and move it around. Because.
Shemachta Leheter is not considered muksa?
No, Leheter is not.
Is
Klisha
Machta Leheter
considered muksa? It's a different thing of Machta Leheter. It's. Klisha lach leiser is also to move it b'chama l'tzeil. But if you need it, you're allowed to move it.
So for example,
klisha lach leheter, you're allowed to move.
A perfect example,
in a second.
Like a jump in. You have a wrench that's used to tighten pipes, right? It's completely usher at the moment. But now you have a walnut. You want to open up the walnut. You don't have anything to open up. The walnut. You can totally use that.
No, but the
main
fan.
No, but I'm getting to one point, and that is. When you're not doing something for its heter use, are you allowed to swing it? We said that a car doesn't really swing.
I'm not talking about turning the dial and undoing. That's a whole different child.
That's
just directing it.
Right?
I'm asking about moving in a way that's swinging, but you're not handling it.
You want the air or you don't want the air?
So, first I want to know is, on a cliche that is a real cliche, I'm not the ladissa.
Yeah.
And it's on some kind of pivot. Can you swing it?
And
you're not doing it in one of the heter ways.
Oh, it's klisha lach leiser. If it's down, you just want to touch it to move it because, I mean, Well, get up for no reason.
Well, let's say it has some kind of Nisham Achila Isser, and it's in the sun, and you want to swing it into the shade.
Right. So that you can't do. That would be a problem.
Why? Because you're moving it to the Talmud itself, so it's a cliche, the Talmud itself, which is an usher way of dealing with this.
Right.
Which is essentially a mukta item.
Right.
And we said that swinging is a problem.
Right.
Okay. So now a cliche amakta leheta. Let's say that a fan is a cliche amakta leheta.
Okay. Right.
So now you want to swing it. But you're saying so that the swinging isn't one of those mukta ways of doing it, whatever you're doing is fine. Is that your answer?
Right. I mean, it's if you hold that klisha after the hetter, we'll speak after in a second.
But you
say
that even
by
klisha
after
the hetter, there is moving it for no reason.
Well, that's siftal. Yes, that's siftal. We'll get up to that in siftal in a second. Yeah. Now the other thing is, what about a phone? Let's say you use the phone as an alarm. That's all the shaila. What if you use your phone as a wake up alarm? Are you allowed to move that? You know, because on Shabbos, you're not using it as a phone, you're using it as an alarm. So obviously, the chachila, you shouldn't, but if it's going off and making everyone crazy. So it happens more on Yom Tov, because people forget to turn their alarms off. Because you set an alarm for Shabbos. You're not using it as a phone, better using it as a clock and an alarm.
So the alarm is the heter.
Right.
Okay, I was listening.
Yeah. If the alarm is the heter, so yesh ba'la hatir. Yeah, but it's better. It's
ask him more.
Yeah, it's better. It's better to not
get a lot of pillows.
Yeah.
Or using it as a clock.
Yeah, that's the thing. There is a tad heter. Definitely a tad heter. If it's not mamish l'tzorich, it's better to, you know, because it's a little bit of a gray area, a little bit unclear. About what to do with that. Kli shemelachta leheter, kli shemelachta leheter, so there was a regular fork. Mutu letaltel afil enu el letorach hakli, shemi sharva or yagana, if you can move it, you know, we don't want to get broken or anything like that, that's mutter. Vashlo letorach klal, also letaltelo, something which is not letorach at all, it's also letaltel. In fact, the Rosh Shulchan asked, whoever moves something without any reason at all, what are the cases we're talking about? He doesn't understand.
You're just manipulating it.
There's always a reason. He says there's always a reason. So the Mishavura seems to answer that he's talking about the Tzorach Machar of the Taz. Not the Tzorach Hayom, the Tzorach Machar. So you're not moving to the Tzorach Hayom, you're moving to the Tzorach Machar. Shulchan doesn't seem to go with that. He says, you're right, it has to be talking about some sort of kumta, like you said, that the guy's just, you know, fiddling with it. You know, so it's like a very small, you know, whatever. Yeah, I can see, you know, you're sitting at the table and people sit there fiddling with their forks. You know, but that also is sort of, it's a sort of, you know, hard to...
I would say that fiddling with something is actually very, it's important for you because your mind is focused on
it. Right, that's the thing. That's what you know, we're talking
about. Therapeutic, I forgot what the word is called for.
A person it's not therapeutic, it's not fiddling. He just, you know what, I'm moving the glass.
Move the glass.
Okay, that's what Rosh Hashanah says. It's a Tzorach Yirin. It's a bit of a funny case, but yeah, definitely. I don't know. It's a little bit unclear, but yeah, if it's something which really has no Tzorach at all, like I said, the Mishpura says Tzorach Machar. I don't know. Tzorach Yirin a little bit. Like I said, you want to talk about moving the fan for no reason. Why moving the fan? You know, for people don't really do things for any reason at all. You know, so, I don't know.
Well, in that case, assuming that moving for no reason, it qualifies for this. So now it's mukta, and now you can't move it?
No, you
can't swing it for no reason?
You can't move it then, but you can move it after. That becomes mukta, you can't move it after.
I'm trying to establish the principles here.
Yeah.
So a klisha makla leheter can be considered mukta when you're using it for no reason.
Right, it's considered, now, right.
So therefore, to swing it, a fan and we're looking at it as a klisha makla leheter, and if you're swinging it from one side to another for no reason, not to get a better breeze, so then that would be mukta.
That would be a problem with it. Correct. Right. Kitzei Kodesh Achlin Mutar L'Tal Tafil Shul L'Tzorach Klal. Food or sfarim, you're allowed to, you know, stam, you know, move whatever, you know, if it's not tzorach at all.
It's not all food, because if you have raw meat,
Yeah, it means food. It means on your plate. You know, the kids, your kids don't like the kugel, and they stop playing with it and moving it this way and making faces. I don't know, whatever. So that could be is that's no problem. Like, I was filling in the top. Like,
why? Food, I get, but why kiss they have Kurdish? Aren't they considered a clean? Aren't books considered a clean?
No, they're not considered Kodesh. No,
they're not considered
a clue. Something. Anyway. I think we're just Kismet Kodesh and food is like always usable. We're never going to books on those things. Only Kalim and or Reiter. So Tfilin and Talzul Ki'im Lutzarech. It's out there by the near the entranceway. There's a sense of shtibel. There's light switch. There's shtibel. Tefillin ain't a talton ki im ain't lutzarech. You can only move tefillin lutzarech. Tarech gufa and mekoman or whatever. To share with them also. Shofar aser l'talton ki im lutzarech gufa or mekoma. Shofar you can only move tarech gufa or mekoma. Let's say you want to use it for just drink. I don't know. You want to put water in. You're very thirsty. You want to drink from it. That's okay. But to stam move shofar around is aser. Yesh matim and talto klishim alachto l'isser filo mechama l'tzele de kikar tino. This is what someone mentioned. You're allowed to go. Some say that you are allowed to move a kli mechama l'tzele with putting something heter on it. But the mishnah brings up many rishonim are cholik on that. It's only kikar tino. It's only a heter for a mace, not for anything else. So therefore, it's better not to, unless you have something with food in it. So that could be is okay. Maybe we'll stop here because the club gets started in the Mitzvah of Sufo. And this week just covered Machos Hasson and Kiss and Machmas and Klishmachta Le Isser, Klishmachta Le Heter. So.